Blog Talk Radio. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We have an exciting show for you tonight, and I do mean exciting. Tonight is Friday, August the 28th. And if you want to listen into the show, please dial 347-633-9376 to tune in. On whatever kind of phone you have, smartphone, dumb phone, tune phone, poor phone, rich phone, whatever you got. You can hear the show by telephone. And if you want to listen to the show on the internet, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure. Man, and if you want to write me, you can write me at Don, D-O-N-S, dot McClure, at AOL.com. Or Don S. McClure at DSMPublications.net. And if you want to make your support known, you can give your donations or buy one of my fabulous books at my website, www.DSMPublications.net. Our show is brought to you with financial support from listeners just like you. And tonight's special segment for Soundstage, which is a couple of music tracks we're going to play by some artists, is sponsored by the Tree Root Company. Our sponsor, the Tree Root, has a fine family of products. The Root Package is the fuel needed in giving your body optimum performance. The Root Package includes Etox, E-T-O-X, and Vita Plus. Unlike 99% of herbal supplements, which contain lots of acid-forming ingredients and man-made substances, which yield no true health benefits, the Root Package herbal compounds contain all natural made non-hybrid herbs and safe to use in the body. And their slogan is, remember, if nature didn't make it, don't take it. I kind of like that, man. So you can find their products at www.treeroot.com. Man, that is something else. I kind of like that. Soundstage is a new section we're going to have tonight, and is featuring two music artists, James Bozick, who I had a chance to meet, who actually plugged in my internet. He works for AT&T, and he's a songwriter. Has a country style of a songwriter, and that's going to be interesting to hear because I kind of like the song, and it's going to be good. And Reggie Stokes in the jazz composition area. So I want you to enjoy both of these great artists as we play tracks from each of them on our new segment called Soundstage, which is sponsored by the Tree Root Company. I want to send some shouts out to our special new fan and listener in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Man, we are cutting up. Miss Maria Martha Alfonso in Buenos Aires, Argentina. And to all my fans and listeners and family and friends, I'm sending a shout out to you and my love. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I love kissing my computer. Wow. So that is so great. Last week we reached 99,010 people. And today, drum roll please, producer. Brum, 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 brum. That's the worst drum roll I ever heard. We have reached 99,650 people. And after that great interview from Mona Williams, that dynamic young author, I mean, a lot of people just went crazy, downloaded the show. So without further ado, let's get the show started with some featured artists, who, of course, is Brenda Russell. But I got to send a special shout-out to our guest that's going to be on at 7:30. I'm going to have a conversation with Pastor Yolanda Black. She is the host of the radio show called The Voice of Joy, and it comes in directly from Des Moines, Iowa. And she is a dynamic speaker. Ooh, and when I talk to her and hear her show, I just get the whole, you know how you get the Holy Ghost in church, you run around, I get there, I don't even go to church, let me stop telling that story. Because my priest just popped in and said, Don, you know you don't even come to Mass, boy. Sorry, but my sister is. Pastor Yolanda Black's going to be on our show tonight. Oh, man, I'm going to have a ball with that. So in the meantime, in between time, I'm going to play this track by Diana Reeves called Feel So Good, because I feel so good and I'm drinking my red tea. And like I said, make sure you get our books, make sure you go to my website, and just enjoy your Friday. We got a great lineup for you. The time is 7:06, so let's get the show started with a hoo-hoo-hoo. Oh, man, Feel So Good by Diana Reeves.
Why and who's to blame? Powerless to change the natural motion, knowing that something will never change. So I let it go. Oh, yeah. There are things you simply can't control, and it feels so good. I wanna stay lifted, I wanna stay free. Yes, it feels so good just to be open, just to be seen. Sometimes I give my consent to skillful disillusion. Let doubt control my inner dream. I'll write the story's ending before it begins, and make conclusions based on where I've been. Then I let go. Oh yeah. There are things I know I can't control, and it feels so good. Taking my time.
Okay, I'm back. Hey, you know what? I forgot to tell you guys. I don't know how I did that. Our show comes on at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. in California, and 6 p.m. in Arizona. And now we have listed as 9 p.m. in Argentina, Buenos Aires. Man, I mean, we are all over the globe, and people are listening to us, and I like that. I love Senor Don McClure. I just love him so. So, again, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only. 347-633-9376 is the number you can dial to get in. And listen to the greatest lifestyle show on the Internet, in the world, in the atmosphere, in the zone, whatever the heck it is. I mean, it's going to be a good show. And tonight we are talking about what are your emotions worth to you. We're going to have a conversation with Pastor Yolanda Black, but we're also going to be talking about that very topic, what are your emotions worth to you? Knowing how you feel about life, love, adventure, and destiny are the questions that you feed on each and every day of your life. Your emotional health is the most important key and your foundation to the path of your success or your failure. Do you really understand why your emotional health is so important to your age and how you endure each day filled with events, stressful sometimes, or filled with bright rays of beautiful thoughts? I mean, man, just walking around like feels so good. And, you know, I was telling my producer a story earlier, and this is a true story. Long time ago in Memphis, Tennessee, I was dating this girl, and I was at her house. We had an argument over a cup of tea or something. I don't know what it was. It was sort of stupid arguments. So she knows I have a phobia of bridges. And so I said, well, I'm just going to leave your house. I'm going to walk on. Nah, she said, Don, I don't think you want to do that. I said, yeah, I'm going to walk home. I don't care because I'm angry. So I started walking down 3rd Street, and on 3rd Street is this huge bridge, and I have a phobia of bridges. So I was determined not to go back to her house, so I go up to the bridge and start to walking across, and I get halfway across the bridge, and I freeze up, and everybody's passing by, and my hand is locked on the rail. And I'm like, God dang it, and I couldn't go back down because I'm scared of bridges. So she said she looked at her watch and said, I'll give him 15 minutes. Then she drove up and said, would you get your silly self in this car so I can get you off the bridge? Oh, man, and that's what being in touch with your emotions. I got to stop letting my emotions get the best of me because I know I can't go cross bridges, man. And he died laughing. I was like, that's for real. That's a real story. I'm telling you. So what we're talking about tonight is getting in touch with your emotions. And don't break out car guys' windows or windows out the guy's car you dating or get angry at the girl and tear up her flowers. Stop letting your emotions control you. And even when you're dealing with situations, get control of your emotions. Because your emotions is what functions out of what's inside of you. So, again, do you really understand why your emotional health is so important to your age and how you endure each day filled with events that can be stressful or filled with bright rays of beautiful thoughts? Did you know stress could actually make you really depressed and actually age your skin? So I want you to think about that. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure on a Friday with my 99,000 listeners. And, you know, I'm kind of Jay of Steve Harvey. He was on the TV the other day, and he made a joke about being on the radio to some kid on the show, and he said, wait a minute, I am Mr. Radio. I got millions, millions of listeners. And I say, you know what? I'm going to be Mr. Radio one day, and I'm going to have millions of listeners. So you take that Steve Harvey. I put a bullet on his back, one of them bullseyes, and I say, I'm after you now because you're Mr. Radio. Can you believe it? Oh, man. Anyway, let me play this track by our featured artist. Her name is Brenda Russell, and it's called An Ideal World. So, again, we're playing tracks that's dealing with your emotions, and I think I'm going to enjoy this track.
Thank you.
in an ideal world. I mean, man, don't we wish we had an ideal world, especially with all that darn confusion that's going on out there. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to switch to Soundstage, which is the new music segment that we're being sponsored tonight by the Tree Root Company. So, again, I was talking to my friend, Sharon Banks in Texas, and we were talking about artists, and she introduced me to this guy named Reggie Stokes. And he's got a track called When People Talk. And he's been doing some music for a while. So I decided to create Soundstage, which we'll play a track from a new artist. Actually, we got two new artists that we're going to play some tracks from. And when we say new, just mean that we're becoming just new to their music. Doesn't always mean they've been brand new. So I'm going to introduce you to a guy out of, I think, Houston, Texas, named Reggie Stokes. And the track is called When People Talk. And it's a jazz track. So I think you'll like that, and it follows up real well behind, it's an ideal world. Yes, I love my world. Oh, okay, all right. Let me play the track by Reggie Stokes. It's called When People Talk. Thank you. Wow, man, now that was a track by Reggie Stokes, and you can find that track on Amazon at Amazon.com. Just go to the digital section and you will find that particular song. Actually, it's the name of the album, When People Talk, and it's by Reggie Stokes. It's out of, I think Reggie's out of Houston, Texas. He's also on Facebook. He's a great friend of Sharon Banks, who actually introduced the idea to me. And I remember when I met my friend Renee in Chicago, and we were talking about artists, and she brought in Lyra. She said, Don, you need to listen to Lyra. And so I started coming up with these ideas. But Soundstage is going to be our new platform for a couple of artists. We've got one more track to play before my guest gets on the line, and I see her number popping in, so we're going to bring her in shortly. I've got a track I want to play just for her called Soul and Mind by Lyra, because Soul and Mind. She's got the Voice of Joy radio show in Des Moines, Iowa. She's always trying to help people and do a lot of great community things. And she works hard on bringing families together, and especially our family. So we're going to welcome Pastor Yolanda Black right after this track called Lyra, Soul and Mind. And Lyra is from South Africa. So, hey, what better way to bring a person into the show? What a great song. So let me get the song on. Stop talking. My producer's like, stop talking so much. No, he didn't say that. Ooh, I'll tell him some stories tonight.
I am a child born of love, so let love remain in my heart and my mind. Let love and joy be my friend. Give me peace with no end. Let me live with no fear and no shame. Let me begin to see love come alive in my life. Let me feel how it feels to be me. Do 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 do. A longing and pounding in my heart led me to want so much more out of life. Led me to forgive every hurt, to let go of the past, and allow myself to heal every pain. Now I am free, yes, I hold my head up high. The burden on my shoulder is no longer with me. Now I can breathe, yes, I feel so much at ease. My soul.
Such a great song. And you know what? I just looked up in the sky and God said, Don, bring in your guests so that you can come to the Lord. Like Moses and the fire thing. Oh, man, let me introduce my guest. My guest tonight is Pastor Yolanda Black. She is with the Voice of Joy, direct from Des Moines, Iowa, and she is a great pastor. Yay! Hello, Pastor Black.
Good evening, Ms. McClure. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you clearly.
Okay.
How How are you?
I am blessed. And how are you?
I am fine. How's the weather in Des Moines, Iowa? It's getting ready to rain here.
It's been raining. It's getting humid. And it's supposed to get warmer and warmer as the week goes by.
Oh, well, that's
But it feels
good.
Great
well,
for me because I know that winter will be creeping in at any time, so let's enjoy one day at a time.
Well, there you go. See, that's why I played that Soul in Mind. Oh, man, I mean, you know what I have to tell the people now. This is my big sister, Pastor Yolanda
right.
Black. She used to pull my ear when I was a kid and kind of direct me, even though I was
No,
gay.
No.
But, but she has a camp meeting every year. Yes, she does, and it's been very successful. And she also is in this church where they give a big function, and I go to that every year. But I want you to tell the people about all the community things you're doing and the types of ideas you've got for bringing families together and just the whole joy thing. That what made you create the Voice of Joy radio show?
The Voice of Joy was created in Chicago, Illinois. And I was taking care of Precious John for her mom when she worked at nights. You know, you remember Precious.
Yeah, I do.
And anyway, it was on 119th Street, and I was babysitting there, and I went to a church meeting. You know me, I'm always in church. I went to a church meeting one night, and the pastor said, I want everybody that has a vision and wants to do something with their life to get in line with $20. And I said, oh, I don't have $20. But then I stuck my hand in my pocket, and I had $20, so I got in line. And the prayer went through, and as I went out the door, there was a radio ministry, Pan American Broadcasting, sitting there. And they offered me an application. I filled it out, and it was for Africa. So I began to broadcast in Africa, and I called my broadcast the Voice of Joy because I had been through so many sorrows and tragedies in my young life. And it just lifted up my head to be able to just get on the air. And the tapes were mailed all the way over to Africa in a cornfield with a little pastor with a battery-operated radio. And he was picking up the broadcast for the children there that had nothing. They were living in the cornfield. And that's how the Voice of Joy started. He invited me to come over to Africa, Lilongwe, Malawi. And I went over. And by myself on British Airways and landed in Africa, went to the cornfield and held church service there for 2 weeks and came back. And as I came back, I went to Mom's church and they held a little meeting and they decided to send for those children in that cornfield and bring them over and educate them. That's Maple Park United Methodist Church. Voice of Joy is still going strong even from that day, and the Voice of Joy is just a part of me because instead of feeling sad and down about the things that I've been through, I decided to lift up my head and give others joy. That's where the Voice of Joy came in.
Well, you know, I like that whole idea. I didn't know you had went to Africa, and I tell people, like when I'm out lecturing, and I say I got a lot of my determination from my older sister. And they say, well, what do you mean? I said, I remember, and I'm going to tell her age. Actually, I remember when she had learned how to type on a kitchen table paper keyboard. And I watched her learn how to do 100 words a minute on a paper keyboard. Then they had these records that she would do shorthand and learn shorthand by. And I watched her get job after job and do thing after thing and keep going up. And I said, you know what? If my sister can learn how to type on a paper keyboard, there's nothing in the heck in the world I can't do. So you've been an inspiration to a lot of people in the family. When I came to your church in Iowa, the one you attend, you could see the people were just going crazy. Oh, that's your sister. That's your sister, Pastor Black. And just the whole Voice of Joy thing seems to fit because you're always doing something joyful and you don't seem to let your whole persona of going through stuff. I never knew all that. All I knew is that my big sister was a pastor, a minister, doing really well. And I learned that you were never judgmental, but you were doing so many things that you inspired our whole family to take a look at, so when people get down and out, they go like, well, I don't know now because, you know, Sister Yolanda's doing so many things, and you've inspired almost the whole Des Moines, Iowa community. Now, how did you get involved in that church that you're at?
The church that I'm in, when I first moved here to Des Moines, Iowa, I was working for the federal government and retired, and they told us in the federal government they were downsizing and to find something on the computer, a place to live, a job, or whatever you wanted, because they were downsizing the little office in Irvine, California. So I went on the computer, and I found the lowest rent-paying place I could find on the computer, and Virginia and Des Moines. Well, I said Des Moines is close to home, Chicago. I chose Des Moines, and they said that I could send the furniture and everything here, and they'd hold it for a month, and I walked up in the church that I'm in because I went walking down the street, and down the street was this little church that said Disciple for Christ, and I went in, and they accepted me then, and they still accept me to this day while I'm there, and they, I won't say allow, but they encourage my going out into the community to do the work that I do, Bethel Mission, and homeless, people that are looking for a direction in life, and with Orchard Place. Those are young teenagers that have lost their way, and I go in and encourage them. And so many things that I am doing, nursing homes, and there's no end to the things that are here that can inspire yourself by inspiring others. And that's why I keep going like I do, because I really marvel at when I wake up in the morning, I said, oh, my goodness, at the age that I am, I just thank God. I have to use that expression. But I thank God for how he's brought me and how he still keeps me busy with the things that I'm doing. And then when I was asked to be guest on your show, I said, that's marvelous. And I hear you on your broadcast, and I encourage others to listen to it, because it's by giving that you receive. You can't just get it by just giving to yourself. And I think you know that from the jump start, amen, from the parents that we had.
Well, let me ask
you that's how. And that church, and that church is busy. We're doing a street walk from Southwest 9th and Park for about 7 or 8 blocks, and we've encouraged every vendor on that street to come out, every business to come out, set up a booth. It's not the one you're coming to, but this will go on next month, September. And the people in different stores and whatever they're doing, beauty shops or whatever, they're going to be out on the street letting people know they're there and what's going on. Because sometimes you walk down the street and you see a little empty, you just see a building and a name on the building. You have no idea what it is. But next month on the 14th, all vendors, all business people will be out on the street and people will be walking. And we're going to have quite a display for our church, because Park Avenue Church is quite a church. I have to give them the credit for that. And they're always outreaching in one way or another. That's quite a powerful church, and if nobody wants to come and get me because I'm older now and I can't drive like I, because of a physical, I won't say handicap, I'm not handicapped in any way, but just something that enables as you grow older that you can't drive. So I walk. If I can't walk, I'll take the bus. If I can't take the bus, I'll get somebody there to get me, and they're more than willing. They're a beautiful group of people. I have to give it to Park Avenue Christian Church. That's how I wound up there.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, okay. I noticed that the last time I was at a couple of things, I don't think the family knew that you were an artist, and people were just buying your paintings, and it's like, where is she getting this talent from? I saw you do greeting cards and something called Granny O that you do, that the kids just love Granny O. I saw a puppet show and Granny O, and I saw you in a play, and I'm like, you say you're not getting around. I don't know what the heck you're not doing, because you were in a play not that long ago.
I know. Granny Yo. Granny Yo came from a family here that just fell in love with me, and they don't belong to the church where I am. But the whole family, the mom, the dad, and the two teenagers, just fell in love with me. And I was standing in, visiting and singing at that church. And the pastor, everybody kept saying, who is that little, I'm different nationality, culture girl in the church? Pastor Jim said, stand up, Yolanda. And I stood up. He said, that's my grandma. Don't she look like me? And, of course, he's Caucasian and I'm African-American. But they fell in love with me, and they've called me, so the teenagers call me Granny Yo, his two sons. that's where the Granny Yo, and there's nothing that they wouldn't do for me, and they love all of you as my family as well. That's Pastor Jim Anderson. You met him, and he's remarried now. But they just love me that much. But Granny Yo, yes, I am an artist, and I tell anyone, never stop educating yourself because you don't know the gifts that are in you. So I took a course at Stratford University a couple of years ago, and they taught me how to just branch out and really draw and let it flow off the paper. And I drew something off the computer. I think it's a girl with some beautiful braids. I did her as a statue. I tried to draw you, but it didn't come out right.
That's right. I saw that picture. I said, throw this stuff away, man. She got me with a big head.
You know why? Because I know your expectations are so great. I said, I can't meet his expectations, so I drew something. Let me tell everybody this. When you draw, you never draw as a photographer would snap a picture. What you're drawing is artistic. Bringing out an artistic something, a moment that you saw in the person. Because I didn't see the person. I just saw the standing behind that pulpit and speaking, and I saw a moment for art to come forth. Sorry for the people that see something that I do. They're awesome. But the actual person that sees them may not feel what I felt when I was drawing it. So it was giving you a compliment.
Yeah, good compliment. I had a really big head. Everybody always thought, you got a big head anyway, Don. You think you got a big head.
No, it wasn't.
But you know what? You know what's so amazing about your story? And like I said, I never knew you drew. But there was a company, and actually a family in Greenville, Ohio, and they were the first blacks to own a car company in 1909. And one of the daughters finally grew up. And after the family had kind of went away and they stopped making cars and everything that they did, they were a very successful family called the Patterson family. The daughter became an artist. And they said, when did you become an artist? She said, I just felt like drawing one day. And she had these paintings that people were like, how did you draw this? Because we never knew. And she said the same thing you said. She said, it was just in me. I felt like drawing and just getting involved. And I'm a daggone good artist. I won't say the other word because my sister's a pastor. But she was like, hey. And this lady was like 86 when she did it. So, again, I think when people reach inside themselves and God gives them some talent, they just end up using it. I see people go crazy over your paintings when I'm there, your gift cards. I'm like, how does she do gift cards? And how does she do all this? But it's the joy you have inside of you, which I guess that's why the show is named The Voice of Joy. But stop drawing them big head pictures of me, because I threw them away. I threw this big head picture away at Don S. McClure. I can't have that.
Okay. Yeah, because that's what I tell everybody. When children are growing up, watch what they're playing. Sometimes you can see. Now, we never thought that you would become an author, a renowned author. But if I look back, I can see some of the drama with the water guns running through the house and the creativeness of what you all six brothers were doing. Some of that creativity has come to life. Even when I say, go sit on that chair till Mama comes home, I can see Roland sitting on that job for 50 years. The job that he had. But a lot of times it's there. But I'm the kind of person that likes to keep looking for the gift in the person. And if you get the gift, they'll take their mind off of the situation, the circumstances, the hurt, the loss. And I say that especially to those that are widowed or widowers. There is no lonely moment if you use the gifts that you have within you, because I'm forever doing something. And at the house, I even learned to play guitar. I played guitar for 2 months in Louisiana. And it was jam. It was a jamming session. I'll tell you, it was good. I sent Rudy the video. Marveled at it, but always find something to do and to think about who you are and where you are. And just like you have a powerful outreach with reaching people with your books, it's not about you and the books, it's about reaching people with the books and telling your story to share, that others will become more encouraged and become better motivated from the messages that you speak on your broadcast. It helps a lot.
Well, that's why I say I think that when people hear what you're saying, and I'm all, as a matter of fact, our show is talking tonight about knowing how you feel about life, love, adventure, destiny. But the thing is, do you really understand why your emotional health, and you seem to have locked into this fountain of youth that when people hear your voice, they go like, "Damn, that's your older sister." I go like, "Yeah, that's my older sister." So, but you sound so vibrant. Like I said, you know, playing guitar, doing paintings, helping the ministries. I mean, you've got so much energy, and I see so many young people always talking about, "I can't do this," or "That won't work," or "I'm running." And you seem to just be, when we went to the restaurant to eat while we were there, the barbecue place, we walked in, the people were like, "Oh, okay, yeah, that's the, you know, that's Pastor Yolanda, and what do you want to eat? And do you want the same sandwich?" And it shows that people just latch on to you, so you got a beautiful spirit. But I'm telling you, I used to watch you when we were kids, and it was just amazing to see the determination that you had, and you never really let a lot of things get you, at least I didn't see it. And you seem to always be going on. I didn't know you played guitar, and I mean, you got so much talent. And I don't, I guess it comes from me though, because I am Donis McClure. But
right.
But no, I
have to agree with you. I'm on your show.
That's why you do that big head picture. But yeah,
yeah,
it's I like your broadcast. Now it comes on. What day does your broadcast come on?
My broadcast comes on Saturday at 3:30 in the afternoon. Central Standard Time, is that correct? 3:30 every Saturday,
yep.
And I also have a Bible study on Tuesday at 3:30. Go through a chapter in the Bible and songs, and people send me their CDs, and I can play them. I encourage others to use their talent, and I had a musician to call me from Atlanta, Georgia last week. But just send CDs, and you can call me toll-free at 1-888-342-0407. If you call me and you do have a prayer request or whatever you want to talk to me, I'll call you back from that number. And then, but I don't give my regular number out, but that's the number, 1-888-342-0407 at 3:30 on Saturday afternoon.
That's really good. I got a friend of mine named Pam. She's always on some prayer lines, and she lives in Oklahoma. And she, her, I think her mom or her cousin, some, anyway, they work for City Hall, and they're really big. Actually, they don't work for City Hall. They work for President Obama, and she's always calling them, and they get on the prayer lines and stuff like that. So I'm going to pass this number on. So you say the number is
888-342-0407.
Yeah, I'm going to pass that number on my board as well and let some people know, because a lot of people like the prayer lines, and they want to talk to somebody or say a prayer through the prayer line. I don't know. I haven't been on a prayer line since 1998 when the flood came, but I prayed then, and he said, "Don, you know, you get on that boat and go to Memphis." I said, "Okay, Lord."
Hey.
But I think people
would
always like to
in
get
my
on your
prayer. That, you know, all my sisters and brothers are always in my prayer, no matter where they are. And I just like to see them just get attached to the gifts that are within them, like you have done, and just flourish. And even though they think they don't have a gift, my sister can cook like crazy. Her cooking is a gift that draws all of the family in also.
Well, the thing that I like, too, is Roland's a great artist in our family, and Ellis is in a, I think he's in a church now. He's doing some things like down in the Carolinas. But we have a very gifted family. But to see him use those gifts and to come to something and find out that, like I say, you play guitar and, you know, you have your own radio studio and you're always doing something great to encourage others. And that's why I say you're a great inspiration. And I really believe a lot of people would like this prayer line. I know some people personally I'm going to give this number to, because they're always talking about prayer lines and getting on there and doing some great things. So I think that would be good. Listen, I'm enjoying talking to you. We've got to take a quick break. I want you to hang in there. I got to play a couple of PSAs. And when I come back, we're going to be talking more to Pastor Black, who is the voice of joy out of Des Moines, Iowa. And that's my big sis. That used to pull my ear. That's why it's so big. And my head is big now. But I'm going to play this PSA. And when we come back, we've got more with Pastor Black and the voice of joy. So just hang in there with us.
It's our last errand today, Jimmy. Just need to pick up some light bulbs.
Whoa, there's so many. Did Grandma tell you which ones to buy?
No, but check out the label on this package. It'll help us find the right bulbs.
Does it really matter?
Well, sure. The new light bulbs use a lot less energy, so we save money on our electric bill by using an energy-saving incandescent, CFL, or LED.
How about this bulb?
Now, let's see. We need to replace the 60-watt bulbs in our bedside lamps. That one is 800 lumens, so it should do the trick.
I've never heard of lumens.
Lumens tell us how bright the light is. The more lumens, the brighter the bulb.
You know, Grandpa, you're a pretty bright guy.
Yeah, you're pretty smart yourself, Jimmy.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov. That's energysavers.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy.
I was leaving an exercise class.
All of a sudden, the pain started. My entire chest, shortness of breath, very fatigued,
nauseated. Thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
You're having a heart attack. I'm healthy. I'm young. There's no way it could be my heart. No way. Heart disease doesn't discriminate.
Listen to your body. Go get checked.
Heart disease is the number one killer in women.
And this is something that we can fight.
Visit GoRedForWomen.org to learn a woman's risk for heart disease.
And we're back on the Donis McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only. And we're talking to Pastor Black from the Voice of Joy out of Des Moines, Iowa. Now, Pastor Black, I want to ask you a question. How do you find that strength to keep going on through all these different things that you go through?
I find my strength from a scripture that I read in the Bible, that the joy of the Lord is my strength. As long as I rely on Him and not on myself and not on what others think about me, because everybody doesn't think positive of you, and that's the key to growing. If you find everybody that feels positive about you, you'll never grow and you'll never keep the strength that you have. But if you surround yourself with people on the same page that you're on, trying to always accomplish and to do things and to stay positive, you can stay and grow. As I tell the men at Bethel Mission, as old as I am, amen, and they don't believe me yet, but I have, that is the way I keep my strength. And I eat right. Chicken's my favorite. 24 hours a day I can eat chicken. But normally it's just right and being, you know, positive in the things that you're eating if you want to live a positive life. Otherwise, and don't let every ache and pain disturb you. Sometimes if I get an ache or a pain, I'll pray for somebody else that's worse off than I am, a child with cancer. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Some people get a little ache and pain and they want to run to the doctor. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't disagree with that. I do go to doctors, checked out. But sometimes it's just a matter of you have overstressed yourself and you need to just check it, you know, chill out for a while, put on some music, positive music, or pull out a guitar or do something with the gifts that you have. It takes your mind off circumstances, the situation, the problem, or whatever you're going through. So you're able to grow both physically and mentally, and your strength is there from day to day. Because sometimes I was taking line dancing a couple of months ago at a senior citizen place. Find some way to exercise. It doesn't have to be just walking or bicycle riding, but find something that you like to do that will keep your body active. We have people in this building that just walk around the parking lot for a couple of hours, circle and put earphones on and sing to themselves. But I like to exercise through music, and I like to exercise through line dancing, and I just I like to dance. So I dance around my living room and keep myself busy. Try not to let problems bother me, but I am human. So problems do come, and they will bother you, but you have to find your secret closet, and don't let the world know that's what you're going through. Yeah. And you can come out strong.
Yeah.
You can come out strong.
Closet.
Others will see your strength. I know when I was married, I was working at doing a pushboard operator at Chicago Motor Club. And someone asked me, said, you and your husband never have problems. I said, we have problems, but that's between the two of us, and we go in a closet and settle it. So I can't just, if you spread it, it's simply causing yourself to become more stressed. The more you talk about a problem, the more that problem has control of you rather than you having control of your problem.
Mm. Man, that is really deep. That's something to think about because, like you say, you're still line dancing and running around and I like that thing about the secret closet, though. That's something I'm going to have to put in one of my books or something like that. That's pretty cool. It's so amazing to hear somebody say, I find my strength through doing this and doing that and applying all the things that I need to apply and keeping in touch with the man upstairs always. But the thing is, to hear something new that you can kind of add to your own repertoire is always a good thing that people should learn from. And I like that, the prayer closet. Okay, yeah. I think I got a basement or a corner I can go in that might do pretty well, I guess. If I get on my knees in the confession booth.
And you don't always have to be on your knees, because I tell people sometimes you pray with your heart more than your knees.
That's pretty good.
Sometimes I can just be walking down the street and I'll say scripture to myself. That's how I memorize scripture like I do. So I just get all that in me, and songs I've memorized. I have over 200 songs I've memorized. It just these are things that will help you. So that's the main secret closet, because sometimes if you're on your knees, you're so still until the problems are still heavy, and the Lord said, get up and praise me.
Man.
When you begin to sing songs, and I like the song, Let's Stay Together. I listened to that last week. That was cool. But anyway, just find things that you enjoy. Don't let the world page you into what you should enjoy. You enjoy what you enjoy. If it's bowling, if it's singing, if it's meeting with friends, it isn't what you do, it's how you do it, as long as you keep it decent. It's fine with you.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Now, your radio...
You can't wear the world's hat.
Yeah. Now, your radio show comes on Saturday. And what's the phone number they can dial in to listen to your show?
That phone number is 1-888-342-0407.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a good number for them to dial in also to listen to your show. So that's really good. I mean, I'm just amazed. I'm blown away with all the stuff you're telling me that you're still doing. And I'm like, get out of here,
and I wrote
man.
I wrote three books.
Get out of here. You're trying to be like Don McClure, aren't you?
No, I wrote them before. Self-published. First, Forrest Publishing Company wanted them for the wording that's in the books and the power. He said some of the things that I was explaining in the books. Good Morning, Granny, and Meet the Master. And I give them away to people that just need encouraging in their faith walk with the Lord. And also, Good Morning, Granny is directed toward people that are in nursing homes whose lives feel as if they have been taken from them, but their lives haven't. They're in a good spot, and some of the people in nursing homes that I work with get up, move out, get their apartment, and I'm like, okay. So it's encouraging. Yes, I do quite a few things, and I'm just hoping that this will fall on many generations coming in behind us, and I'm beginning to see it. I'm thankful for that. I'm proud of all of you.
Oh, that's good. I mean, that's amazing. Because, like I say, a lot of people let their problems overtake them, and they don't know what to do or where to go, or they think they came to the end because somebody told them they were this. You introduced me to a woman who was 105 or 103 or 100 and something, and she was really a nice lady.
And her mind is active, and she's active and in the same boat I'm in. So that's good. And I tell people when they talk to me, I said, "Now, you know, I heard that. I didn't hear that 20 years ago or 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 years ago." And they look at me like, okay, I say, yes, yes, yes. But it's who you believe you are, and you have to really get in tune with yourself, because there's so much out here that will tear you down and make you feel almost less than what you need to be. But keep faith and believe in yourself. And believe in the Lord Jesus Christ that made you, fearfully and wonderfully made.
Man, that is so deep. Well, listen, Pastor Black, I have enjoyed you on my show. I was so excited about having you as a guest. And this is Pastor Black from The Voice of Joy, direct from Des Moines, Iowa. And, yes, I'll be at the book thing this year in Iowa also. But it's such a joy that I'm telling you, you have really inspired me to be all that I can be and to continue on. But it's been a really pleasure having you on my show.
Thank you, and I'm proud of you, and thank you so much for having me as a guest on your broadcast. I was looking forward to it, and I appreciate it so much, and I wish I could play it over again on one of my broadcasts, which would help. But I inspire you, and keep on doing what you're doing, and greater things are in store for you.
Well, that sounds good to me. Well, listen, I'm going to take some more music. It's been a pleasure,
right.
And we will talk soon. And you have all my love and blessings and mwah, 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 all my kisses. And, hey, I'm telling you, you're a great person. I'll talk to you later.
Love you. Thank you.
All
God bless
thank you,
you
for
my
being
brother.
On the Donis McClure Show. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Pastor Black, who is the host of The Voice of Joy, direct from Des Moines, Iowa. And I'm telling you, she has done so many amazing things and still doing them. And you would not believe if I told you how old she was. You'd say, that you got to be kidding. But she's one of my older sisters, so we won't even get into that. Listen, we've got some more tracks to play, and I am enjoying my show for tonight. It is 8:02, and you're on the Donis McClure Show. And again, the number to listen in is 347-633-9376. And I got to send a shout out to my cousin in Birmingham, Alabama, who is an author, Laura McClure. And I always want to encourage her to keep going, keep doing, keep building, and just, hey, do your thing. Do your thing till you can't do your thing no more. So I'm going to play this track that we got coming up called Kiss and Tell. Then we're going to go back to our soundstage for the new artists. But I want to play Kiss and Tell and bump it up. And she's saying, hey, I'm tired of fooling with the immature guys. I want to fool with you, but if you're going to kiss and tell, like Don McClure always do, he always kissing and telling, then I'm not going to kiss you. Oh, man, my producer just looked at me like, Don, you are crazy. I'm going to get $50 off of you. Let's play this track, and when we come back, we got more great music on the Don S. McClure Show.
Between
my business. Quit telling me that you're telling people. Oh, man, I like that track. She said, quit telling people that we kissed. That ain't none of their business. Oh, man, that was deep. That was Pastor Yolanda Black from the Voice of Joy. That was my guest on my show. And now we're back to soundstage. There's an artist, actually a songwriter, who entered a contest and sent his song in, and he won. And they've actually recorded the song. His name is James Bozick. He's been a songwriter for a while. And when he came to install my router for my internet for the radio show, we got to talking, and he said, Don, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm a writer, man. I'm supposed to be famous. I got a big head. And he said, okay, I'm a songwriter, and I got a song. I said, get out of here. And so he told me that it's called Till I Can See My Baby Again. And I said, well, I play some country music on my show, so I'll play your song. He said, Don, that would be great. I could hear one of my songs on the radio. So without further ado, we're going to jump to a little country. And, man, when I played this track before now, I was like, you know what, this reminds me of Dolly Parton in Nashville. And he says he goes down to Nashville, and I can see why they picked the song. And they think that this song may be a chart buster, and it may end up being big as Conway Twitty and all the rest of them. Man, I hope so, because then I can say I know him. That's my guy. That plugged up my router. I kid you not. That's why you always get to, you really got to get to know people. You just got to talk to people when they come in. So this is by James Bozick. We're going to change the pace a little bit. We're going to go country, because I'm a little bit country. Hey, and I'm going to join that website, farmersonly.com. Maybe I'll get on that dating website. Who knows?
Sun is coming up, a few more days to go. Soon I'll be where I need to be. She's been all alone, I know, 'cause I'm out here on the road. It's been lonely 13 weeks. Every mile, every town, I'm gonna keep that hammer down till I can see my baby again. It doesn't matter what it takes. No, I can't hardly wait till I can see my baby again. I think about her more and more, looking for me out the door. You know she's my beauty queen. Knows how to treat her man, kind words and a gentle hand. She makes me forget where I've been. Every mile, every town, I'm gonna keep that hammer down till I can see my baby again. It doesn't matter what it takes. You know I can't hardly wait till I can see my baby again. I turn all the rubber that I burn. I know she's waiting there for me. Every highway sign that marks a point in time. It's closer to where I need to be. Every mile, every town, I'm gonna keep that hammer down till I can see my baby again. It doesn't matter what it takes, you know I can't hardly wait till I can see my baby again. Till I can see my baby again.
Woo, man, that song reminds me of them truckers out there riding down the roads with them big toot-toots up there, doo-doo. I bet you a lot of them are going to buy this track. That man going to end up being a billionaire off one song. Man, that's a pretty good song. I'm going to keep that hammer down. Hey, I like that, man. That's the kind of thing you see in those movies. Smokey and the Bandit and all that kind of stuff. Man, whew, my router. And he's a songwriter. He's like my sister, man. She be doing paintings and stuff like that. She was living in California for a while. I was like, how the heck did you get to California? San Francisco, as a matter of fact. That girl's had some great jobs. She used to work for the FDIC. And when I had a bank that did me wrong in Memphis, Tennessee, I said, man, I'll call my sister that works for FDIC. So you better hurry up and get my money back, man. Me and some banks, sometimes we get into it. I'm going to play this track by Brenda Russell called You Can't Hide Your Heart, because Brenda's saying you can't keep your hammer down. You got to do it. And again, you can find all the music that I play, especially that track by James Bozic, on Amazon.com or CD Baby or iTunes. And 99 cents is not going to kill you to support somebody. Let me play Brenda Russell on our new sound stage. And when we come back, we've got more great music. It is 8:15, and we got a little more time to go on the Don S. McClure Show, Mr. Big Head himself.
You can't hide your heart from me.
You can't hide your love from me. Come on outside. That's the kind of song you play at the restaurant while you got your face pressed against the window talking about, you can't hide from me. Come on outside and eat a hamburger, please. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and the track I played before that was by James Bozick, and it was featured by Family. And I think that's the name of the cover or the magazine, and it was called Star Tunes. And Star Tune Records, 2015, and it says, quote, today's great songs by tomorrow's great songwriters. And I believe he's going to be one of the best songwriters out there, man. I tell you, Dolly Parton might get that song. Listen, and you know what I was thinking about? My producer told me the same thing we were talking. And because my sister is a pastor, you know, at a church, and I've written this great book called The Book of Inspiration, A Mind at Peace, that you can get on my website, www.dsmpublication.net. You know, that book is really a good, inspiring book. So it's talking about the emotions we were talking about. So when you get a chance, go to my website, order that new book, The Book of Inspiration, A Mind at Peace, and it'll fit right into what we're talking about. Your emotional health can make you a better person or a person filled with no doubt. Like my sister, I mean, man, she was just full of, I'm going to do. Hey, have you seen that commercial where they say, I think I can, I think I can, I know I can, I know I can? Man, I grew up with that. I think that's why my head's so big. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got a track that we got to play, and it is by Diana Reeves called You Know What You Know. And I guess you know what you know what you know, but I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what's that supposed to mean, you know what you know. So, again, we're on Soundstage, and I'm going to play this track, and then we got another track I got to play by Amaryllis Santiago. She's going to take us out because of our new listener in Argentina. We're going to play her Latin sound.
When there is an
And, man, that was such a befitting song. What are your emotions worth to you? Knowing how you feel about life, love, adventure, and destiny are the questions that you feed on each and every day of your life. Your emotional health is the most important key and your foundation to the path of your success or your failure. And she said, when you know what you know, then you know what you know. So, again, that was Diana Reeves. We got one more track to play, then I'm out of here. It's by my favorite girl, Amaryllis Santiago, and I think she's from Puerto Rico. And, again, we're doing the Latin thing because of our new listeners in Argentina. So we're going to let this track take us out of here, and when I come back after that track, I'm going to be able to say good night and talk to you about my guest next week, which is Dr. K. And she has a show called On the Couch with Dr. K. And she is so beautiful. Guys are writing me from all over the world saying, ooh, Dr. K, Dr. K, Dr. K. I said, give me a break, man. But let me play this track by Amaryllis Santiago. And again, it's called No Me Do. And it's going to take us out of here. And after that, I'm going to say good night. Because I got an interview tomorrow, too, on the outset. People are doing a 30-minute tape on me.
Puede despertarse con apenas solo un ruido, cuando menos te lo esperas, cuando menos lo imagino, sé que un día no me aguanto y voy y te miro y te lo digo a los gritos y te ríes y me tomas por una loca atrevida, pues no sabes cuánto tiempo en mis sueños te ha vivido. Cuando te nombré trae la primavera y me enseñe lo que no aprendí de la vida, que brilla más cada día porque soy tan solo un paso de ganarme la alegría, porque el corazón levanta una tormenta enfurecida desde aquel momento en que te vi.
was dancing up a Latin storm on that. Ooh, I could see me dancing in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Oh, well. Listen, I'm going to say good night. I've had a ball. Remember, enjoy life. That's all you have. And keep on pushing. And be like my older sister. I mean, that's a one determined woman. And I won't tell you that she's almost 80-something years old, but we won't even get into that. But again, I mean, think about how far you can go in life. So just keep working on it. Keep doing your thing. And just keep hanging in there, and you'll be great. I've enjoyed it. You're on the Donis McClure Show. Go to my website. Get my book at www.dsmpublications. And tonight's soundstage segment was sponsored by the Tree Root Company. And you can go to www.thetreeroot.com. Hey, I've enjoyed it. Have a great weekend. See you next week with Dr. K on the couch on my show.